Hey, welcome everyone. This is the 1-800-Radiator FSR podcast. We like to consider ourselves the finest 1-800-Radiator FSR podcast in the country.
In the nation?
We are coming to you live, well, at this very moment, from the 455 warehouse located in Wilmington, North Carolina. My name is Martin, and this is Cameron.
How to do?
We are here every time you push play on one of these podcasts to deliver you some excellent and valuable information. Today's show is going to be one we call a short, and that is designed to give you some really direct and, for those of you who have been doing this for a while, some kind of general knowledge. For those of you who are joining us as an FSR and you're like, what is this crazy job that I've gotten myself into? This is designed to give you kind of the immediate answers to your questions and help you along the way as you develop into being a fantastic outside salesperson for this wonderful, wonderful company. Today's show is going to focus on e-coms. E-coms are your ability to go and get your customers set up to be able to order the part through our direct website. So there are multiple ways of ordering a part from 1-800-Radiator. The most traditional way is obviously to pick up the telephone and dial 1-800-Radiator, and a friendly call center person will take your order and swiftly get that order on its way to you. The other way, and we'll be dealing with this one in a different podcast, is where it's called integration. And that's where the shops themselves use a shop management system, an SMS, a shop management system, to kind of put all of their different jobs and different vehicles and different repair jobs into one place on the computer, and they can search parts. We can integrate with them. There are several different proprietary brands and out there, and you can get a hold of us through the email or through your sales manager. Perhaps even for some of you, your warehouse manager, find out how these integrations work. If you have trouble with any of those, like I said, you can send us a direct email to 1-800-FSR@1800radiator.com. So that being said, let's talk about the third way, which is e-coms. E-coms are orders that are made directly through our website, 1-800radiator.com. Pretty easy to set up. Let's talk about what we get on that website. I know that Cameron will be the one to easily attest to you that one of the things that we have going on with our website is it gives the customer the ability to see the picture of the part. Talk to us about that, Cameron.
At the end of the day, it's just imperative. I mean, it's monumental in just saving time. And that's all we want to do for our customers, is save them time in getting the job done. Because reduce the time, odds are they're making more money. So what we have with e-com here in the pictures, being with each application or product for each application, I should say, even old timey people that prefer to speak with somebody on the phone when they're calling about placing an order, make sure they have a name to the order if anything goes wrong. Right. I even recommend giving them set up on e-com just for the sole purpose that they're talking about the same part. There may be some sort of miscommunication in the phone call, and just to have that assurance you're on the same page with the person you're talking to is just monumental.
I think it's important what you just said, because I call that a hybrid e-com customer. A customer that uses the e-com system not specifically for ordering, but more specifically for searching and really being certain that it's the correct part. I think it gives us all a great deal of peace of mind. Even the call center folks, if you're looking at the part that you want and the picture of it on the e-com website, and the part itself in front of you, and they're all three the same thing, we're all talking about the same thing. It cuts down on the problem of misordering, fit issues because you ordered the wrong year, or you forgot that it was a V8 versus a V6. So I think that the picture is a very important part of what the e-com service that it's providing to you, the value-added service, is that.
Because nobody knows what the part you need looks like except for you.
Yeah.
Or the customer at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And let's face it, although most radiators look alike to most people, those of us who are in the business, particularly the mechanics, they know the difference between when something's in the left and on the right and has this and transcooler and all this other stuff.
So, half an inch dimension. Yeah.
I think it's very helpful. So the hybrid customer, which I was meaning to get to, but you kind of brought me into that, is the customer that isn't necessarily executing the order online, is still using the call center, still wants that feeling of having spoken to a person and having been told the order is in and et cetera, old timey, as Cameron described it. There, the hybrid person is using the site as much as the person who's making the order. It's helping us. One of the reasons that we want people to move over to e-com is because it takes a lot of time to make an order with a call center person versus them simply executing the order on the computer.
You, the FSR.
Yeah.
Have you ever just called 1-800-RADIO or your specific area's call center number? And it's nothing to the call center. I mean, you just try to think of all the customers that are trying to call in and get these orders. I mean, you only have, what, 3 to 8, if you're lucky, 8 people in the call center running, taking orders that way. So it gets backed up, and that's natural. So it's just that other avenue.
Yeah. Not only are we reducing the number of calls that are coming in, but the customer benefits through e-com by having reduced hold times. There is no hold time. You simply type 1-800-RADIATOR, type in the year, make, model of the car. Unlike our competitor's website, where it's going to ask you every single question, you know, what color is the car? Is it four-wheel drive? Is it this? Is it that? Was it made in Japan or was it made in America? I mean, the questions are endless. Instead of that, you have a simple set of questions to answer, very similar to our Wizmo, if not exactly the same thing. And boom, you've placed an order. You didn't have to wait on hold, and you didn't have to worry about whether the part was correct or not because you got the picture. The other thing is the tech notes are included in the online e-com experience, which means the collective knowledge of 1-800-RADIATOR, all of its warehouses, its technical team, and every mechanic in the country that orders from us is listed for that part. So a good example would be a 2012 Chevy Cruze, and you're ordering a catalytic converter. You're going to find out very quickly by reading the tech notes that it's the crappiest car ever made. And then you're going to realize that fixing it is not possible. And you're going to tell your customer to go away. Or you're going to pre-warn them that the steps that are being taken to fix your car may not fix every single problem that is coming along with the check engine light that's telling you that it's got an O2 sensor code. All of that being said, it saved time, it armed the shop with more information, and it really saved us from having to take that phone call. And that means more calls that from people that will not go to e-com can be taken faster. So let's move on to the next step. What do you do as an FSR to get someone set up with e-com? Couldn't be easier. Two ways. One, you walk in there and you tell them all about how great e-com is. That's one way. That's not the way that Cameron and I like to do it. The way that Cameron and I like to do things is set them up ahead of time. If you can walk in and already show them that they have an e-com account set up, you need a few minutes of their time in order to show them on their computer that 1-800-RADIATOR.com, username and password, and they're in. Bam. It's going to show them exactly what the order screen looks like. They can try to place an order. They can look up a part right then and there.
Save it to the cart. And I don't even know if you knew this, Martin, but it shows what vendor we actually have each part in stock for. So if they're particular to a particular vendor for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's their God-given right. Hey, you pick that part. Order, baby. We got it here.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I love that. It is... As I've taken calls from what I call my personal customers over the last few months, I've noticed that they can ask me which one is better and all that. Of course, I tell them we're a data-driven company, so there isn't really a better or not. But if they are more comfortable with one of our exhaust dealers, very comfortable and almost exclusively comfortable with Cataran, and he likes to use that. He calls every single time to place the order with me, but he uses the e-com system to look up its availability, its pricing, that it is a Cataran, and that it can be brought to him either today or it's going to be ordered from another warehouse. And then he picks up the phone and calls me instead of just clicking buy. But that being said, one of the things that is great is that Cameron and I came up with this during COVID when, as FSR, he couldn't really go out and do visits, but he still had this little thing called a paycheck he would like to get. So when we were making calls, what we did was we developed a way to get a printout from our big bosses of all the people in our warehouse's territory that did not have a setup for either e-com or an integration with shop management software. And what we were able to do is to go in, call them, get their email address, and set them up an e-com, period, everyone. And what we did was we used their PID as their username and their password. So when we walked in to see them, their PID is right up there. on our screen, on our iPads, and you say, hey, you're already set up for this. Let me just show you how it works. It's literally going to take me a minute, if that. And you're in front of their keyboard, you're 1-800-radiator.com, you're typing the PID in again, and bada boom, there it is. Boom. It just asks you, do you want to save it? You say yes. And now it's there forever. It's there forever. All they have to do is go to 1-800-radiator and boop, it's logged in. They're logged in. If they forget their password or username, no problem. They just call because we already know what it is because it's the same thing for both. All we have to do is name their shop. If they've forgotten that, they're probably in the hospital with amnesia.
And so I think, Martin, also actually, if it did, it somehow does kick you out. Very rare. Must be some kind of technical glitch because it's not supposed to do that once you save your password. But if it does, I'm pretty sure it keeps your username still filled out. So you just copy and paste that sucker to the password. You're good to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not like it's NASA. We're not NASA. No. We're not, you know, we're not your bank. We're here to sell them auto parts. So the point being is that by having this done before you walked in, you got the customer's attention for a very short period of time, as we already know. So if you're promising them, this is not some big demo that I'm going to give you on how this works and how that works. No, I'm just going to put it so that you can see it. There you go. Give me a year, make and model. Less than a minute. You have a part looked up. You have a picture of the part. You have tech notes. You have what vendors are available, what price it is, and the ability to click a button and have it delivered in the next hour. That is crazy. And if you can take a customer from dialing 1-800-Radiator to ordering that way, that quickly, you have not only been a huge success for your company, but for yourself, because I think you're going to see an increase in sales. People are far more likely to be driven towards computers to make orders. They want to go to a computer. They're used to it. They're ordering stuff from Amazon. They're ordering stuff from eBay. This is just a natural progression of things. Picking up the telephone to order something is not the wave of the future. I would encourage all of you to get out there as FSRs. I would encourage you to call your management team and get that list of who's not already set up and coordinate with your sales folks a time that you can allot to either, hey, listen, the next school off day or snow day, depending on where you live or, you know, cordon that off so you have that amount of time to preset those up. If not, to be quite honest with you, you can do it in 30 seconds outside the visit. You can just show up, open Chrome, 1-800-radiator.com, PID.
I was going to say also a fancy tool that I've kind of been playing with, and it's typically going to be a little bit more useful and probably work more often with customers that are more comfortable with you. You have developed a great relationship, good rapport with them. You just go in and either it's Chrome or Edge, there's some way you can turn our site page into a window and then pin it to their bottom taskbar. That way, if they have whatever, Windows, Chrome open, any tabs open, our tab open, doesn't matter. It's there at the bottom right next to their files, their Word document apps, their others. I mean, it's so it's right there.
I'll tell you what it is. It's highlighting over the tab of the website that you're on. The top tab, and then right click, and it will say pin, and that will pin it to your desktop. Yep. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a little blurry, but other than that, it's very easy to see that it's the 1-800-Radiator logo. Okay, kids, that's all the time we've got today. I want to thank Shortly for being out there and editing all this together for us. We're coming to you from the 455 Wilmington warehouse in North Carolina. You can reach out to us at 1-800-FSR.com and 1-800-FSR at 1-800-radiator.com. Until next time, stay frosty.
But my city was gone.
Hate it.
Oh, yeah. And there was no train station. There was no downtown. Sometimes it disappeared.
Does it talk?